You're from India. You can do anything you want to do. Follow any. You can worship the devas, the demigods. You can worship any aspect of any higher being. You know, there's so many higher beings. If you understand how the universe is arranged, there's beings on all planets who are much more powerful than us. You have sometimes mystic powers, can fly through the air. Even on this planet, there are people who can do so many magical things. So just worship anybody you want to worship, it's fine. The goal is to worship. Not only that, your work is your worship too. If you do your work nicely, that's worship. It's called Karma Mimamsa philosophy. When Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill to frustrate the attempts of the cowherd men to worship Indra for the Indra jug so he would provide rain, he spoke against this Karma Mimamsa philosophy. The idea was, you just do your work and that's, the Lord is bound to give you the results of whatever you need by your work. But it's explained that whether you do your work or don't do your work, the material energy goes on and is giving according to the pious and impious activities of the living entity. But it's not your work that's going to make the difference. It's the grace of the Lord, ultimately. So they were trying to bribe Indra. So the Lord said, just worship Govardhan Hill and the cows. These things are actually providing what you need as agricultural people, not, you know, Indra. So there are so many philosophies. There are six major philosophical practices by six major philosophies. The Yoga Sutras by Patanjali, the Karma Mimamsa philosophy by, I believe it's Kanada, and then there is the Kapiladeva, of course, Sankhya philosophy. But the Sankhya philosophy that most people follow in the world is not the Kapiladeva that is taught in Srimad Bhagavatam, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's another Kapiladeva who is, they say, he's taught an atheistic form of Sankhya philosophy with no God in control ultimately. Everything ends up in a void. Kapila philosophy or Sankhya philosophy, Sankhya means to count. So there are 24, some say 25 material elements. So through the process of elimination, what is material, you come to the platform that ultimately what's left is the eternal principle or spiritual. But his idea was to eliminate everything and you come to the void. And ultimately, when you come to a void philosophy in life, what do? You just engage in sense gratification, because the philosophy is, if it's all void, then why, what are we here for? Eat, drink, be merry, you're going to die anyway, so you just might as well, as they say, go for it while you're here. So a lot of these, what we call so-called spiritual teachers and philosophies, they ultimately teach, lead simply back to a gross form of materialism and sense gratification. Lord Rishabdeh said, Nayam deho deho bhajan nirloke kastan kama arati vidbhujanje tapo divyam putakatyena sadvam sudyedyasmam brahmatokam tvanantam. Lord Rishabdeh is speaking to his sons. This is the first verse in the first of the fifth chapter of the fifth canto, instructions by Lord Rishabdeh to his sons, and he explains that in this human form of life, or to get a human form of life, is very rare. And to simply work hard like the dogs and hogs who eat stool is not actually the goal of human form of life. Tapo divyam putagadena tsabvam, he explains that the human form of life is meant for tapasya. Tapasya. When Brahma heard the sound vibration from the Lord, he heard tapa. And then he understood tapasya, restriction, penance, austerities. So, spiritual life means to restrict sense gratification. Spiritual life means to follow rules and regulations. Spiritual life means to minimize the bodily needs and to maximize our spiritual consciousness through following this process very carefully. And one has to have a bona fide spiritual master in order to teach the process. Not everyone who comes in the name of guru is guru. Sometimes there's two words, there's guru and there's guru. Garo, you know what garo means? Garo means cow. Sometimes we mistakenly pronounce the words in the Mangalarti. We sing Vande Garu Charanaravindam. Srila Prabhupada once said that. He said, I know you're trying to sing the song nicely, but you have to be careful. The word is guru, not garu. Please do not call your spiritual master a cow. Prabhupada said that on one tape. He said, referring to himself. But Prabhupada, the word is guru, guru, and not garo. Garo means cow. And so there are many in the name of spiritual teachers that are no better than animals because they cannot teach higher principles. But it is explained, someone said, is it true that there's an incarnation of God on every corner in India? Prabhupada said, yes, on every corner and halfway down the block also. So there are so many persons in the name of spirituality who are trying to teach. And of course they're teaching something. But ultimately, then, if they're not teaching to surrender to Krishna, to give up sense gratification, and to engage in the process of glorifying the Lord by hearing and chanting His holy name, ultimately, they are not teaching the Yuga Dharma. They are simply teaching some lesser process of elevation, maybe to some degree. But you find that there are many, many who are in the name of Guru who cannot teach anything. They come, there's that one verse from Lord Chaitanya's prayers, Shikshastaka, Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim. I don't want money, I don't want followers, I don't want women, I don't want any of these things. What do I want? Janmani Janmani Ishwari Bhavate Bhakti Rahai Tuki Tuai. Lord Chaitanya prays that I'm simply praying for your devotional service birth after birth. We see a lot of people who come to the West. They adopt followers, and then many of the followers are women. They have so much money. What happens? They wind up taking the money and running with some of their disciples. It happens all the time. Srila Prabhupada came, he had thousands of followers, he had unlimited lakhs of money, and he had so much glorification given to him, but in not the slightest tinge of personal concern for these things. He was using everything that was given to him for the service of Krishna, to glorify Krishna, to spread Krishna consciousness. So that is ultimately a real spiritual master. Will take what the disciple gives, and that is service and facility, and give that back by giving relevant instructions and guidance towards the goal of life. But one has to be very careful, because it's not easy to recognize a cheater from a real person. A cheater is one who has a motivation. Therefore, we find that even in our Krishna consciousness, we have to be free from any personal motivations. Even as ordinary devotees, we have to come to the platform and be free from motivation. Now, coming to the platform of being freed from any motivation is simply a desire. We can desire that any time we want. Srila Prabhupada explains that one can be a pure devotee in 1 second. When one simply says, from now on, Krishna, I'm yours. You just engage me in your service. I'm your fully surrendered servant. At that point, Krishna takes that person and guides him by the spiritual master back to his lotus feet directly. So one has to give up any conscious desire other than devotion to the Lord. We may have these desires, but we should not act on them. We should not try to fulfill them and see them. Just like the other so-called gurus say, whatever you feel, whatever you think, whatever you are, you have to do. You have to express. You have to be yourself. No suppression. It causes mental derangement. It causes psychological aberrations. So many problems. Psychologists, they also teach that. Be yourself. You're important. Well, what does the scripture say? Turn out of peace. Be humble. Be tolerant. Be patient. Be prideless. Develop a service attitude. This is Krishna consciousness. So there's two things. There's guru and a guru. So we have to be careful, because there's many who come in the name of spirituality. And sometimes in our Krishna conscious movement, especially those who associate in India, we find there's so many spiritual people. But therefore we have to study Srila Prabhupada's books very carefully, because it's not easy to detect a cheater. Because one of the businesses of a cheater is to hide his cheating nature. And it's very... Right, Mother Kara? I've just read your little expression to Srila Prabhupada. You have been through so many gurus, and so many movements, and so many philosophies. And sometimes, you know, we have to see that there's so much out there. People say, oh, you can do this channeling process. You can do this process of channeling higher beings. But you don't know who you're channeling or what you're getting. And some of the voices up there, they're very deceptive. They present themselves as one thing, but actually they're something else. So, therefore we have to know Prabhupada's philosophy very carefully. I mean, Lord Chaitanya's philosophy very carefully. Study Prabhupada's books so we actually understand what is devotional service. Ayabhilasita sunya jnana karmana avritam anukulena krishna silanam bhakti uttama. That devotional service is free from personal desire for fruit of gain, free from philosophical speculation on the absolute truth, and it must be performed for the pleasure of Krishna, with Krishna as the object of one's activity. That is devotional service. And here Srila Prabhupada ends this particular passage. Here he says, if we simply follow the instructions of the Spirit, the Lord, who is giving now those pure instructions to his bona fide spiritual master, then we can ultimately come to the point of liberation. What is liberation anyway? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking in Navadvip one day, and he approached Mukunda, one of his followers. At that time, Lord Chaitanya was in the role of Nimai Pandit, the scholar. So he said, Mukunda, can you give me a definition of liberation? Mukunda said, liberation means to be free from all material suffering. So Lord Chaitanya said, wrong. He said, tomorrow, he said, go home and study your books and come back tomorrow. So the next day they met again, and Lord Chaitanya explained, what is liberation? Liberation means to perform devotional service. One who is engaged in devotional service is already liberated. Each one of us who's in this room now, who is engaged in devotional service, we're liberated. You don't know that, but you are, because the process of devotional service is not, has nothing to do with anything in this material world. It's, what is that? Goloka Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. This movement is coming straight from Goloka. It's coming from the spiritual world. It is not in any way a creation of the material energy or anyone in the material energy. It is a purely spiritual process. So when you engage in Krishna consciousness, you're liberated. You might not realize you're liberated, but you are. The realization of liberation comes through the process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. But by staying in the process, you actually come to the platform of liberation. But here, it's explained that ultimately, a spiritual person attaining the perfection of life, he goes back home. And what does he do? He engages in spiritual activities and gives up material activities. You know, just like Prabhupada explains in the very beginning, the so-called gurus, or the cheating gurus, they give spirituality in the name of material activities. Or they give material activities in the name of spirituality. I'm sorry. But what is real spiritual activities is to associate with the Lord. As Prabhupada says, to play and dance with the Lord. We like to play, we like to dance, we like to enjoy things in this world, but these are all meant for our defeat. By trying to enjoy the material energy, we become implicated in the material energy. When you associate with fire, you get burnt. It's material world, samsara dhavana lalita loka tanaya kalyana gana ganatvam. It's like a blazing forest fire, and all the living entities within this forest fire are being scorched and blazed by the fire of material life. Spiritual master comes, ganaganatvam, like a rain cloud. He's pouring down unlimited mercy in the form of his instructions. And by following those instructions, one actually attains to the spiritual realm. And by going back home, back to Godhead, we lose the desire to enjoy this material world by engaging in devotional service. So, everyone likes to play, everyone likes to dance, everyone likes to perform activities that are pleasurable. But material activities are not pleasurable. They are simply meant for the defeat. So, when we read the pastimes of the Lord in the spiritual world, how the Lord is reciprocating with his parts and parcels, when Krishna, when we read the narrations of the different leelas of Krishna, where he's playing with his cowherd boys, they're running, they're jumping, they're playing games, they're exchanging each other's lunch bags, they're having simple fun, but it's all based on love. And Krishna's dancing with his eternal associates, the gopis of Vrindavan, in the rasa dance. It is based on transcendental love. And these things are completely satisfying. The activities herself are very simple. The activities of ordinary, that we see in the ordinary world. But because Krishna is the center, and because love is the motivation, everything is perfect. We're trying to, the living entities trying to find that same happiness in this material world with relationships, with husband, wife, children, society, friendship, so many arrangements made for some, by so many different organizations, to find some kind of satisfaction. Ultimately, we always become dissatisfied. So here, again, Satyavrat Muni is saying, your Lordship is giving that knowledge that is eternal, and the intelligent person receiving knowledge is quickly situated in his original constitutional position. So the interesting word is an intelligent person receiving such knowledge. So the qualification is, living entity must be intelligent to receive the knowledge. The knowledge is the highest form of knowledge, but not everyone can understand it, nor can everyone receive it. So one has to have some, as Prabhupada says, as it says here, intelligence. And what is intelligence? Intelligence is that discriminating factor that is meant to help us understand what is our actual best interest. Transcendental knowledge is the only interest of the living entity. And therefore, one has to simply accept it. By accepting it, we become intelligent. There's two things. There's alpamedasa, and there's sumedasa. What is that verse? Krishna varna tvasa krishna sangopanga saparsadam yagnai sankirtanai prayai yajanti hi sumedasaha. The last word is sumedasaha. Su means great, and medasaha means intelligent. And then there's another word Prabhupada said, alpa medasa. Alpa means meager or small, and medasaha means intelligent. So those who have good intelligence will engage in the Harinam Sankirtan, the congregational glorification of the Lord by chanting His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For those who are actually intelligent, they make this their goal of life, the hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. By that process alone, one becomes purified, one becomes peaceful, one becomes happy, and one ultimately associates with the Lord through the sound vibration of His holy name. And this is what it means to be intelligent. People have a lot of intelligence materially, but what are they doing? They're trying to manipulate the material energy to somehow or other facilitate more and more sense gratification. But that's not intelligence, because we see even an animal will calculate how to get food, how to get shelter, how to get some freedom from misery. Animals also, by its innate nature, governed by the laws of the material energy, calculate. You see, a dog knows where to go to get food. Even Prabhupada says if you put some sugar in the room on the floor, after a while, so many ants will come. They know, they have the innate nature to find the sugar. Of course, that's coming from Krishna. But that's there. As soon as the situation is there, the intelligence follows that. So, intelligence to facilitate better material sense gratification is not really intelligence. Build better cities, build bigger cars, more computers, more mechanical devices in order to simply occupy one's time. You see, now there's so many electronic and mechanical devices in the marketplaces. You have an electronic device for everything. If you want to, you go and you want to open your garage door, you just push a button and you can sit in your car and it opens and closes, right? It's like mystic power, right? You can unlock your car door from, a mile away. Or you can sit in a room and your car will be outside and you can unlock the door. Right? It's like mystic power, right? They control the material energy. But what a waste of time. Because ultimately that same energy, that same time, can be used for God realization. Srila Prabhupada, when he was a little boy, he would sometimes see people building buildings. And he would say, see, what a waste. A soul has spent all their life building a building. That building will be here, but he will be God. He says, you're making nice foundations for material things. Dum, dum. you know, hitting the ground, making big buildings. But what is your foundation? You won't be here to enjoy the building. Your foundation is that you have to leave, and someone else will be. So better to make our own foundation strong, and that is our spiritual relationship with the Supreme Lord, a relationship with the Supreme Lord. And that is the goal of life. And therefore, we have to take knowledge from the bona fide source. That bona fide source is Krishna, giving that knowledge to his bona fide representatives. How do we understand a bona fide representative? Who is a bona fide spiritual master? We've been trying to explain what is not a bona fide spirit. What is a bona fide spiritual master? A bona fide spiritual master is that person who sabde parechana shnatman brahma upasvaya asraya svayam. Gurum prapadyeta jigyasa sreya uttamam sabde parechana shnatman brahma upasvaya asrayam. A bona fide spiritual master who is one who knows the scriptures and can defeat all opposing arguments and establish the principle of devotion to the Lord. He comes into cyclic succession from Lord Shri Krishna, and his life is simply engaged in glorifying the Lord and teaching the principles of devotional service to others. A spiritual master has no other business than to give God consciousness to others. He doesn't have a part-time job. He's not a philanthropist. He's not a humanitarian. He's not any of these things. His job is to teach God consciousness, and to, of course, he must be fully God conscious himself. That is his bona fide spiritual master. Okay, so these are a few simple principles. So we'll stop here. Any questions or comments? Yes, Ed? No. A cheater is one who has a motivation other than to teach God consciousness. There, Prabhupada explains that there are many paths. So one can follow Christianity, one can follow other religious paths, but in every process there's cheaters. So we find in Krishna consciousness, in the Eastern tradition, there's so many cheaters and there's so many bona fide. In the Western faith systems, there are bona fide teachers and there are also cheaters there too. So wherever you find, you know, true religious path, you find counterfeits also. It's common to find the counterfeit also. So in every tradition, there's bona fide and there's unbona fide. So you have to be able to understand what is eternal religious principles and apply them in all cases. We have to know what are eternal religious principles and what are deviations. Just like there was one yogi, he came to Srila Prabhupada. He said, and he was a healer. He could heal people. He had mystic power of healing. So he came to Srila Prabhupada. He said, Swamiji, we should team up together and travel around the world. I'll heal them and you give them Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, get out of here. Prabhupada didn't want any kind of cheap cheating process where people are seduced because of some material. He didn't want to artificially lure people in and then trick them. He was telling them he wanted to give it straight. This is what I'm presenting. I'm presenting devotion to Lord Shri Krishna, and here's the process. If you want to heal your body, you go to a doctor, not to a spiritual movement. Okay. So in every tradition, there's bona fide and unbona fide. Last question? Okay. So we have...
They are his flock, therefore he must administer to his flock no matter what. But they need to be able to train too, if he wasn't going to slight any of his members. Now he's coming off as a real bona fide teacher. You know, the idea is that they are his flock, you know, and he's going to teach them. But is he really a cheater?
If he really wanted to teach them, he would teach them what is right, not simply sanction their sinful life in the name of giving them some mercy. You know, Prabhupada, you know, allowed everyone to come, but then he taught them, okay, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meeting, no gambling. So we welcome people in and we want to give mercy. But then we have to explain to them what it takes to be a... So people have to change. It's not that you just come in and you be who you are and you just stay who you are and you add a spiritual name and you add some practice and nothing changes. So if he's really a bona fide, if he's really compassionate, he will give them something genuine and not allow them to go on with their sinful activity. So it's not that he should reject them, he should teach them differently, to train them for what is right, that's all. Not just say, okay, you're okay, I'm okay, we're just, you know. That wasn't Prabhupada's movement. Okay, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. Chant 16 rounds. This is the minimum for practicing spiritual life. It can't change these. These are the bottom line. Okay? Okay. Okay, so we should go on for our Istogosti meeting. Thank you very much for your kind attention. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.